Milwaukee Bucks. Green and growing, better each year.
Green and growing,
the Bucks don't stop here.
I tell you what, this song is green and growing on me. Especially after a win like yesterday. 109-94, the Bucks beat the Pacers in the first game of their first round of the playoffs without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Dame Lillard absolutely went off in the first half. 35 points. That sets a Bucks playoff record for a half of basketball. And now you're feeling a lot more comfortable, a lot more confident. What a relief that the Bucks were able to put together a performance like that. Although Chewy says, maybe you sit Giannis. Maybe you don't rush him back. Maybe you say, hey, I think we got the Pacers, big guy.
This game, I got to stay positive. I remembered.
I was told the Pacers were going to be more hungry.
Game two more important than game one?
I mean, now it is.
Because game one's in the books.
So you're saying yes?
Just saying now.
Because they're not going to come out like that, Indiana. And Dame was on fire. He was hitting everything.
Yep.
Probably not going to happen next game.
Probably not.
So do you play Giannis?
If he's cleared.
Because if you get game two, it's over. Right?
You feel very, very good. Yes.
You have PTSD from Toronto?
No, I mean, the Bucks have come back from 2-0 series. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to feel very, very good if they win game two.
So do you...
Hold on.
PTSD.
There, see, I knew you knew it.
Yeah, it was in there. It was in there.
It's a Monday. It's a Monday.
Let's not fumble it.
Well, I haven't been here
right out of the bag.
I'm very surprised my computer's working. We have big station news. Unbelievable. People waiting.
I was told we needed to start with the Bucks game.
Yeah,
we did. We just started with the Bucks. But someone getting engaged here and the story that goes along with it is unbelievable.
So, Gabe, see, I knew it. Should have started with this.
I mean, again, I want to start with the Bucks because I was on an island fighting all three of you guys last week when it came to the Bucks.
Let's not act like it's a done deal. Let's not act like the one game where Dame Lillard absolutely went nuclear and the Pacers forgot how to shoot from three is an indication of how the whole thing will go. I'm excited. I am optimistic. But I also know that it's a longer series than just one game, which is what Dame said last night after the game as well.
Absolutely. But the way you guys were talking, the Bucks were going to get swept and none of the games were going to be close.
Well, we didn't say that, though. Now you're putting words in our mouth.
Yes.
It's the way you guys were all acting. Jen's like, well, how are they going to score points? Josh is like, how are they going to stop them? Chewy's like, the Pacers are going to be hungrier.
I am not an expert when it comes to the NBA, but
that's
I would consider the guys on TNT experts. And most of them picked it Indiana.
Yeah.
Shaq, I think Sir Charles did. I don't know about Kenny the Jet, but they were pretty doom and gloom. So we're not alone.
Turns out that Dame Lillard guy's pretty good.
He is good, and I don't want to take anything away from the first half performance, but they did shut him down in the second half. He had 0 points. Now, you could argue, yeah, because they were coasting. Bucks didn't need to keep their foot on the gas. It was, you know, the lead was significant enough. They ended up winning by, 15,
yep.
I think. They were up by, 27 at
largest lead was 30.
30 at one point. So, Pacers did figure some stuff out in the second half. So, I said, I'll be very interested to see what the adjustments are. And, Gabe, you said there were some adjustments fourth quarter where Dame was starting to be able to fight through that double team.
Yeah, and, they're just going to try to force the ball out of Dame's hands. And things are going to, Chris is going to have to knock down shots like he did in that game. Brooke Lopez probably going to be a little bit more involved offensively. He's going to have to knock down shots. Same thing with the guys off the bench, whether it's Jay, Bees, Connaughton. Those corner threes are going to be open if they're going to blitz Dame all the way out at half court, and they're going to continue to do that.
Did Doc outcoach Carlisle?
By putting the ball in Dame Lillard's hands? I'm not trying to take anything away from Doc Rivers, but
it was 29 points at one time.
The most impressive thing what the Bucks did was defensively. They had a really good defensive game plan where they were able to force the ball out of Halliburton's hands, and by putting Brooke Lopez on Pascal Siakam, the Pacers just kept giving the ball to Siakam, and cool, man. If he scores 36 points and the offense is running through him, that's a big win for the Bucks. That's a huge win for the Bucks.
I would rather still have eyes wide open headed into the remainder of this series than head in the sand or just blindly optimistic about the Bucks' ability to roll through this sucker. And here's why. Because the Pacers, one, shut down Dame in the second half. Because the Pacers, two, shot, you said, 21% from three.
Mm-hmm.
They, on average, for the regular season, shot 37%. Are they going to have another three-point performance like that? Because we know that that's obviously, a lot of times, the difference between a fantastic offensive performance and a crappy offensive performance is your ability to hit the ball from the three. And I'm worried that if they hit their stride and figure that out, this game is a lot tighter.
I guess. I mean, I don't think that they're going to shoot near 40% from three in the series, because it's about, yes, some of those looks that they ended up giving up were wide open looks. But, you know, Nesmith is probably going to shoot a little bit better, but I'm pretty comfortable with Miles Turner taking the number of threes that he took. Like, if Turner's taking 9 threes in a game, maybe he gets hot a little bit, but sure, go ahead, bud. Like, have fun out there.
So for this segment, let's do an exercise. Let's go confidence level going into the game, now confidence level coming out of the game. Gabe, you were a 9, now you're a 10, or seemingly so. Why did I let you go ahead and give me the numbers?
Yeah, I mean, again, there were some nerves, but this is why Damian Lillard was brought to Milwaukee, and he was basically saying as much on the court yesterday during that first half. This is why I'm here. This is why I was brought here. And again, I mean, Pascal Siakam's got a championship that he won up in Toronto. But other than that, turns out the playoffs are a little bit different than the regular season.
Yeah, but
and the Pacers got a stark reminder of
numbers.
That.
Give me your numbers.
Yeah, 10. 9 and 10. Let's go. Let's roll the balls out. Bucks and 6.
But okay.
A 7, and if they win game 2, then I'll be a 10. But my question to you guys is, there's enough basketballs on the court when Giannis plays with Dame?
I think it's a fair question.
Yeah.
Does Dame just kind of like hide out and be like, okay, it's your team, you go.
I think that's the issue, right? You're never going to see this version of Dame when Giannis is on the court.
Yes.
That's just the reality of having two generational players, two superstars like that. So how much does Dame defer when Giannis is on the court? Obviously, the offense was running through Dame yesterday. And like you said, a lot of the other guys were coming through when they were asked to perform. So when Giannis is on the court, what's the game plan? Is it the ball still runs through Dame and he distributes to Giannis? Is Giannis at the point? He's bringing the ball up the court? Like, what do you think we're going to see when Giannis eventually gets back on the court?
I think that Giannis can help alleviate some of the pressure. You can give the ball to him and have him bring it up the court. Because, I mean, the Pacers had a lot of energy into trying to deny Damian Lillard the basketball. Full court pressure, just trying to, you know, be bothersome for the entire time that he was in there, for all 38 minutes that he played. So I think having Giannis can alleviate a little bit of that, but I think for the most part, you still run it through Dame, and there are plenty of other ways that Giannis can score, whether it's through the screen and roll, whether it's through rotating. I mean, the Bucks, the guys were getting wide open layups at different points in that first half because of the rotations that Indiana had to do, because so much attention was being paid to Lillard. Like, it's going to be interesting, because also, there's no way Indiana can play defense like that against Dame if Giannis is out there. Just can't. You can't give that much attention, because then it just leaves you wide open on the back end, and it's just going to be Giannis dunk, Giannis dunk, Giannis dunk.
Carlisle's a good coach, though.
Doc's better.
You think so?
Yeah. Carlisle hasn't won a playoff series in a decade.
It's Indiana. It's not Hoosiers anymore.
Well, he was in Dallas before that.
No, I know. But he's still considered a pretty good coach.
He's
right?
A solid coach. He's not as good as Doc.
Would not expect his bench to be used as much as it was in that game. I think I read that he went 11 deep.
Yep.
Oftentimes in the postseason, we've talked about this before, teams tend to tighten up, go a little bit smaller rotation. The other thing, though, and I mentioned this, guys, the Pacers missed 31 of their 39 three-point attempts. That is not going to happen again.
Mm-mm.
So again, just be conscious of the ways that this series will evolve as they continue to take the court. Do you, Gabe, I know there's no information out there, but what does your gut tell you? Expect Giannis to be back on the floor on Tuesday, or do you think they will hold him out again, let him get as close to 100% healthy as possible, because you're going to need him more in the further series, it would appear?
I don't think he plays, and I don't think it had anything to do with them winning or losing game one. It just, the way it was talked about yesterday, and the way it was just kind of so matter of fact, the closer and closer we got that he wasn't going to play, tells me that he probably wasn't that close. And if we see him, it won't be until Friday for game 3.
As long as they win, I wouldn't play him. They win game 2 without him, let him sit again.
But that's what Gabe was saying. He doesn't want his appearance to be dependent on the outcome of any of these games.
And I don't think it is.
Maybe not from a team standpoint, but you have even said, you know, Giannis is going to want to be out there.
That's
so
the
if
thing.
All of a sudden they got their backs against the wall, oh, miracle, he's healed, he's out there, he's going to force the issue.
Oh, he's absolutely going to force the issue, but I don't think they're going to put him out there until, again, the second they say, okay, he's going to be out there ready to, and he's going to be chomping at the bit to go.
All right, so my numbers were, I came in at a 5 from a confidence level, just didn't know if this team could put it together, and now I think I'm at a 6.
That's it?
Yes, because I still think the challenge is going to be getting Giannis and Dame both on the court at the same time and how that offense runs and how smoothly it runs. Again, what Dame did yesterday was fantastic. It was incredible. It was so fun to watch. Little bit of a pause on it when they shut him down in the second half. Little bit of a pause because the Pacers missed so many of their three-pointers. Again, came in as a 37% shooting team from three. And how do Giannis and Dame, against this fast-paced team, against this high-scoring team, how do they work together? What's the chemistry? What's the dynamic? Where's the ball? All of those types of things. So I'm a little still putting the pause on they will win this series.
So you think that they're going to lose 4 out of the next 6?
No, I just said I'm at a 6%, I'm at a 60% optimistic as opposed to 50% optimistic. Because it's all things positive, right? We're doing all things positive.
Yeah. Bucks in 6.
No. If 5? They win game 2, it's in 5.
Gentlemen, sweep.
If they lose game 2, it's 6 or 7.
Yeah, I still think it's going to be 6. The Pacers are a good team. Bucks are not 100%. I think they win in 6.
You think they lose next game?
I'm going to say they win every game. If you ask me before every game, I'm
then
saying
why
they're
would
winning
it go,
every
is
game.
Is it a 14-game series? Game series, yeah. Or what? I mean, what are we doing here?
Best out of 11.
800-990-3776. Give me your numbers this morning. What was your confidence level on a scale of 1 to 10 coming into the game? What is your confidence level going out of the game of the Bucks winning this series? 800-990-3776. Okay, Gabe, we've talked about the Bucks. We were going to talk about the Bucks regardless. We have other things to talk about with the Bucks as well. But we got to get to the breaking news because Chewy, again, it's very, very exciting that we have a member of our family that got engaged over the last week or so. But the fact that Chewy didn't tell anyone, the fact that Chewy kept it close to the vest is really the biggest breaking news of it all. Like, he knew the whole time that this was going to happen, because I guess you spilled the beans.
It's a huge relief to me. Huge relief to me that Chewy was, for once, able to keep something in his own damn mouth.
But thank God he went to Europe for 2 weeks. Because he made a rookie mistake and got engaged right away, and she said no. So it took 2 weeks for him to soften
convince.
Her up.
Yeah.
It's really a good story, and we'll get to it very soon.
You're such a jack wagon.
25% of women say no. Did you know it was that high?
I had no idea. I asked you this morning. I had no idea.
Yeah, we looked it up this morning.
Oh, Gabe said 5.
Because if you're getting in, if you are going through the process.
You gotta
of
know.
Getting the ring. Of like, rings are expensive, man.
Yeah.
Like, if you are doing all these things and you think that you're ready to spend the rest of your life with that person, like, you gotta be, to me, it's like 95% sure, right?
And yet, the numbers say 1 out of 4. 1 out of 4 proposal ends or results in a no thank you. I don't even know if they say thank you. They could just say no.
A lot of dip bleeps out there.
Are you bleeping kidding me?
Yeah.
That could be one response. Okay, so coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, we have a very special guest who's going to come in and tell us his engagement story.
Do we have him?
Yeah.
He said he's in the building.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell is he doing here so early?
He's been
face.
Gone for 2 weeks. He thinks he needs.
I think
he knew I was going to break the news.
Josh, doesn't know that he's here. All right, that's coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, this world is geared towards women.
Like, what do we get? I am stepping away from this. Goodbye.
Like, what do we get? They get a comb that dries your hair. We get a stupid razor. Hey, what's the coolest thing we get? They get the hair dryer
control
on 94.5 ESPN.